A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
I'm John Batchelor, research analyst Jack Burnham at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, watching the People's Republic of China, and here watching their manned space program, not just low Earth orbit, but lunar orbit and lunar landing, and maybe lunar colony. All these big plans are ahead of us. Question is, how is the U.S. doing in its ambition to return to the moon and or go on to the Mars Earth system? Unknown, except Jack has some recommendations. First, Jack, your measure of the manned space program in China. Are they ready to get to the moon now, or do they need components that they're still building? Thank you.
I don't think they're quite ready to go to the moon yet, but I would say that China, particularly having collaborated with Russia on various space programs, is certainly leaning in that direction. The domestic space, the private sector space program in China has increased. The CCP has put more effort to develop this private industry, particularly having seen the success of Elon Musk's SpaceX here in the United States. Really, in the wake of that success, China wanted to copy it and wanted to develop its own private industry that could really support a public-private partnership between the traditional state-run conglomerates that developed dual-use technologies, you know, often the same companies that developed China's first generation of intercontinental ballistic missiles or military rockets, would also develop rockets that could carry civilian payloads. And you also see a burgeoning private sector that has certainly connections to the state, but is also more interested in building out communications, satellites, low Earth orbit, and potentially looking at manned space travel as well. So I think certainly China's industry has developed a great deal. I wouldn't say that they're necessarily close to a manned space flight to the moon, but I would say that they have made significant progress over the past decade, having landed on the dark side of the moon, having developed the type of domestic infrastructure, whether that be government or private sector, that could really lead to a flourishing space program.
In your essay, you observe that China is committed to militarizing space. Where and when, before we get to your recommendations, where is the militarization now?
So the militarization aspect really plays out in two parts. The first part is around modernizing the PLA's ability to launch precision strikes. So the United States, you know, is a military that is highly reliant on space-based infrastructure for communications, for reconnaissance, for surveillance, for targeting. And China's really tried to copy that type of architecture for its own military. So launching satellites for reconnaissance, for targeting. So there's that aspect of the militarization of space, which is not so much conducting military operations in space, but using a variety of space-based assets to further its own overarching military goals. And then there is the component, the secondary component here, which is looking at conducting military operations in space. Now, primarily, this has been around using satellites, whether targeting satellites with land-based missiles is something that China practiced in 2007, and it certainly has this capability, as does Russia and the United States. But also, even more recently, in the past year, of practicing what the U.S. Space Command has called satellite dogfighting. So maneuvering a range of satellites in orbit to either conduct joint operations or to potentially harm U.S. or allied satellites that are currently in orbit now that the U.S. military and its allies and partners depend on to conduct a variety of different operations and command components.
You have four very helpful recommendations to the administration. The one I'm most keen on is the administration should ensure that the centers tasked with maintaining security of space infrastructure are resourced adequately. Is that now not an issue? Are we worried about resourcing?
So I think there is a concern around resourcing, and I think in particular the concern comes around what will the United States' priorities be in space? You know, we've seen the Trump administration talk about, you know, achieving landing on the moon, headed to Mars. We've seen the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, put out ideas and thoughts around expanding the private sector's role in space, whether those be satellites, landers, other types of components. At the same time, though, there's also concern around cuts to science funding, concern around cuts to NASA's budget, restructuring of NASA potentially. And so while there's been a clear desire to for the United States to remain a leader in space flight and manned space flight, there's been more of a debate and some discord, it appears, around how the administration will tackle those practices, whether that be, you know, what will the agencies look like? What, you know, what is the role of the Department of Commerce's space-related offices? What is the role of the Federal Communications Commission? What will the role of NASA be? And then will all of those programs really receive the amount of funding necessary to achieve President Trump's objectives in space?
Jack Burnham is a research analyst at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, watching the People's Republic of China on Earth and in space. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.